Well, God's grace, His peace, His mercy be to each and every one of you. Amen. It was a good thing that I could use that children's sermon the way it was, because that's really what I'm going to deliver a message on this morning, is that gospel lesson, particularly these words, the big words in white. If you would, please read them with me. But at your word, I will let down the nets. Now, I'm going to show a little clip, a little video. It's less than a minute. It's actually a commercial. I'm not endorsing the product, but it's got kind of a neat message to it, which goes along with what I want to say to you today.
Captain.
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 Captain. Captain.
Captain.
Just Dave, actually.
Captain Dave.
Captain!
Captain? 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 She won't let you. Oh, very good. I just love the commercial only because it has something to say to us all for today. Simon Peter said, Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word, I'll let down the nets. You know, Peter said a lot of foolish things. We know this from reading the Bible. You know, time and time again, we'll come across something Peter said and, you know, foolish, doesn't make sense, or it's not appropriate. This time he says something appropriate, something that's right on the mark. You see, Peter is captain, isn't he? It says it's his boat, right? He's the captain. He had authority over it, didn't he? There's a lot of odd things going on here. He had the authority over Jesus as to whether or not Jesus could get into the boat, right? And do his preaching, teaching. He had the authority over the boat, whether or not it was going to go out into the deep and try to go fishing again. He had authority over that. So far, he's not doing so good, though, is he? He's spent the night out fishing with his partners. And as the story goes, they were skunked. Nothing. The boat's empty. You know, sometimes captains have to make tough decisions, don't they? And they're always held responsible. And in this case, I think it's the same thing. You know, Peter went out with his boat. He made the decisions as to where they were going to fish and how they were going to fish and all the rest of that, and it didn't go so well. Captains are always responsible for their boat. Do you know who Captain Smith is? You heard of him? There's probably been a lot of them, but the most famous one is the guy who was the captain of the Titanic. He made a lot of tough decisions, and you know how it turned out, right? Well, Peter had given orders all night. He had nothing to show for it. He was a failure as a captain. But there were still a few more orders to be given, right? Clean up, guys. Mend the nets. Take care of the boat. Get it up on shore. Do whatever maintenance is needed. There was still work to be done, despite the fact that they'd been up all night fishing and were tired. And that's when Jesus comes along, right in the middle of the toughest time, I think, to be a captain, when you show up empty-handed and you still got work to do. Not easy work, but some really hard work. You know, if you catch fish, that kind of work isn't so bad because you're toiling happily. But in this case, it's not that at all. Jesus shows up right in the middle of that. And then Jesus says, you know what? I'd like to get in the boat and go out a little ways because there's a big crowd here pressing in, and I want to stand in the boat and teach and preach, okay? Did you catch that? Peter, I'm going to take the helm. Move over, buddy. Did you catch it? It's a switch of captains. Somebody's going to be coming first mate. And he's the guy who owns the boat. Move over. I'll take the helm. And here's the odd thing. This is a really odd thing about it. Peter says, okay. He must have said something. I suppose he could have just said, whatever. But in any case, Jesus is now at the helm. And he's delivering the Word of God. The very message that God wants to bring to people, which, of course, is going to cut them at the heart and tell them about their sinful nature, but also is going to heal, like a surgeon's scalpel, heal and make them better, give them a trusting, faithful life, and, of course, the speaker himself. I can kind of just see in my own head Peter taking off his captain's hat and handing it to Jesus, and Jesus putting it on. You know, then the odd thing happens. Jesus is done with his preaching and teaching, however long that took. And then he turns to Peter and says, hoist the sails, mate. Get the nets ready, buddy. And the rest of the sailors fall in line. Put out to the deep. We're going to really do some fishing. It's a total change of who's running the boat. You see this? Steer a course for the deep water, mates. We're heading back out. Now, I don't know about you captains out there, but I don't give over my helm very easily. I don't like anybody hitting rocks, because then I got to pay for the damage. I don't like anybody going fishing somewhere where I'm not leading, because I know where they are, not you. I don't want anybody else telling me what to do in my boat. It belongs to me, not you. This is why this is so odd. Boats back then were very expensive, very hard to come by. Did you know that they found one recently down in the mud after there was a spell of no rain for a while? They dug one out of the mud and they put it back together and they saw how complex it was and how long it must have taken to build something like this and find the wood and all the rest. Peter owned a boat. Not a lot of people had boats back then. And he's just going to turn it over to a guy he's met only once or twice and really doesn't know that well. Yeah, go ahead. Do whatever you please. And I'll just follow your orders. But at your word, I'll let down the nets. At your word, I'll follow your orders. All I can say is, whatever Jesus said when he was preaching and teaching must have been pretty good. It must have been right on the mark. Because it moved Peter to the point where he not just would let him in the boat, okay, that's fine, you can talk all you want, but to the point that they're going to go back out and do what Peter does best because Jesus knows better. So, you know, Peter puts away his moodiness, his tiredness, his negativity, all of that. He puts it all away and says, let's go. I acquiesce to you. And of course, you know how it goes. The gospel does its job just as Jesus wills it. The fish fill the net. The boat begins to sink. They call for help. It's odd how we find Jesus to be a better captain. You know what they say about the church? Too many captains, not enough sailors. Is it true? What do you think? Too many captains, not enough sailors. So the nets were breaking, the boat sinking, SOS goes out, breaking nets, help required, boats filled to the point of sinking. Wow, how awesome. Maybe. You see, the real miracle here isn't fish, is it? It's that a captain would hand over his net to Jesus. That's the miracle. Don't get lost in the fish. Please, don't get lost. I like fish. Fish are great. When I go fishing, I love to catch fish. I like to come home and brag about the fish, show everybody the fish, throw a fish fry. Fish are great. But this isn't about the fish. Don't get lost in the fish. The real miracle here is that the captain's hat is being turned over. There is a switch as to who's going to run the boat, who's going to sit at the helm, who's going to make the decisions, who's going to bring forth the fish. You see, that's the point. I believe Luke recorded this narrative, which really happened, because the Holy Spirit inspired him so that we would sit here today and realize what God is trying to say to his church. That we think we know better than him. Programs, ministries, all the decisions we've made. When things go good, when things go great, we say, oh, that was my idea. I was captain. Right? What happens when things don't go so good? What happens then? When the boat is full of fish, people are claiming their prize. What happens when it's empty? Are you still claiming your prize? Remember, the prize is what? Jesus is at the helm. That's the real prize. You learned to turn over your hat and let him take you where he wants to go. Remember, that's the prize. It's the way life is too, isn't it? Sometimes life feels like a tragedy, one bad thing after the other. It all seems as if we're going empty. No jobs, no money, relationships in conflict. But a short time later, there's a catastrophe of another sort. Too much work, overtime. You got too much to do. You're stressed out. Too many toys, too much money. You won the lottery. You got millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. Now you got a real problem because all the relatives you never knew you had are coming out of the woodwork and coming over to your house and say, please give me some. You're making bad investments, whatever. Either one can be a catastrophe. We can look at it that way because what's wrong? Of course, it's sin. The captain's not running the ship. You're trying to do it. And of course, every time we get behind the helm, who knows where the boat's going to go? Every time Jesus gets behind the helm, where's the boat going? Exactly where God wants it to go. Isn't that better off? I believe so. No fish, too many fish, both can be a problem. But it's not a problem if Jesus is at the helm. You see, it was that way in the story too. Peter came in empty, but Jesus spoke, his word took hold, and Peter handed over his hat. That was the point. Now, they go out fishing, the fish fill the boat, it's about to sink, they need help. What does Peter do? He gets on his knees before his Lord and says, "I'm a sinful man." Proper thing to say. Same result. I'm not captain, you are. Both led to the proper and right thing. You see, sometimes we look at life wrong, don't we? In good and bad times, when things seem to be going right, when things seem to be going wrong, the answer to the whole thing is to take off your hat, hand it to the Lord, believe and trust and find joy in the fact that the boat's going exactly where God wants it to go, not where we're trying to steer it. Odd how God works. But wonderful the result that I'm looking at today. A group of people who at the beginning of the sermon might have been thinking, "Captain." But I'm realizing now the best captain of any ship is one who's prepared at any time to turn over to the helm, who knows best where to navigate, who will keep the boat where it needs to be, doing the job it should be doing at the time it should be doing it, and in the place where he orders it. Folks, we never labor in vain when we put our trust in Christ. Who builds the house? He does. Who sets it into order? He does. Who creates chaos? We do. And see, the wonderful thing about this morning is that we can do like Peter. We have time now today to get on our knees and say, "I'm a sinful person. Lord, I put myself into your hands. You guide, you lead, you direct. And I, as first mate, will take the order and do as you direct." In Jesus' name, amen.